Hey, how are you? This is Owen Riglin calling.
Hey, Owen. I'm good, buddy. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to hear you.
Yeah, you too. How's the tour with Sasha coming along?
It's been great. Yeah, the shows have been super awesome. We're happy to be here in Saskatoon tonight. It should be a good night.
Happy to be here, but also like a little bit bittersweet because you got here just as the snow arrived.
Well, I know. Well, we've actually been in snow for the past like 5 days and it kind of just hit us hard. But I feel like today is one of the colder days we've had.
You're coming from west, correct?
Yeah, we were in Vancouver, Kelowna, and then we went to Calgary, Edmonton, and Red Deer, and now we're here in Saskatoon.
Where has the snow been the worst so far?
Snow was the worst in Calgary. We got a big storm there. Like, it was coming down pretty good, actually. But it seems to have kind of calmed down a little bit.
Well, and obviously the road crews have been doing a good job because you guys made it to Saskatoon safe and sound.
Yeah, we got a good driver. He's been taking good care of us, making sure we're getting there safe. And I've slept through most of the driving, which has been kind of nice to wake up in a new place.
Even better. What's your driver's name?
Driver's name is Jason. He's a real beauty.
Well, shout out Jason for getting you and the crew here nice and safe and sound.
Yeah.
So tour's been going good. Man, your career's been kicking butt too. I saw that you just recently played the kickoff show right before the Grey Cup. How was that for you?
Yeah, that was wild. Going from, we were out east to start off this tour, and going from, you know, a 500 cap room to 50,000 people in a room was a little bit of a contrast, but it was super cool. And to get to be there and experience it all with my parents, they were out there for the weekend. They got to soak it all up, and it was just a cool moment. Like, one of those things that I'll hold on to forever and remember.
Right. Well, and I mean, when the label slaps an opportunity like that down on the table right in front of you, like, what's your initial reaction?
Kind of just like imposter syndrome. Like, are you sure? Like,
yeah.
It's cool, man. Yeah. I mean, always got to be grateful and not take for granted those opportunities because they're huge. And, you know, I'm just happy that I get to be a person who gets to experience those things, and it's pretty cool.
Well, and the imposter syndrome is kind of a crazy sobering thing too, because you come to realize like these are things that your heroes still feel.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. I mean, I've had that a bunch of times over the past year, especially. It's like, it's even weird to say that was like my third television broadcasted performance of this year, which is wild. We did the All-Star game back in January, and we did the CCMAs and now the Grey Cup. And it's just like, what is my life, you know?
And like, it's
weird.
It's one thing to get these spots, but it's a whole other ballgame when you see that people are excited to see you on those spots.
Yeah, it's so cool. So crazy. And I mean, this tour has been eye-opening for me to see people, you know, coming out and singing every word to songs that I wrote in my bedroom and songs that I didn't think anybody knew. It's like, it's been really reassuring to sort of see people out on the road and get to meet the fans face-to-face, you know?
Right, because on one hand, like, you'll release a single and you see the streaming numbers, you see how well they're charting on radio, you see how many people follow on social media, but it does not replace being on stage in front of that many people.
Totally. And yeah, actually going back to that, being in a stadium playing, especially in the middle of a football field, you're kind of, you know, far away from the fans and the people who are listening to the music. It's sort of like this, you're in a box kind of thing and people are just looking at you and you're not really interacting. But when you get into like a small club and there's only, you know, 400 or 500 people there, you can kind of look every single person in the eye and see them singing like physically. And it feels like there's a lot more connection, I find, in smaller rooms. And I've been really loving this tour. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, and as they say with, you know, getting yourself out there as an artist and fostering a fan base, you build the temple and the people come. And I mean, it really makes sense because you've released some killer tunes. I mean, Sweater Song, the first time I saw you play that live, man, like, just so good. But also Old Dirt Roads.
Oh, thanks, man.
We've been hitting moonshines real hard since this summer. I just got to ask, how do you follow up a song that has done so well? Like, is that even something that you think about when you're writing, or does it all just come a bit more naturally?
I don't even know, man. I just take everything that I do day by day. There's no real rhyme or reason to why I do the things that I do, but I'm just trying to stay, you know, true to myself and who I want to be as an artist and just hope for the best and pray that it all works out, you know? That's
right.
Kind of my motto.
That's good. That's good. That just keeps the train moving forward, right?
Exactly.
So it's funny that we're catching you today because today we're actually featuring a brand new song that you recently co-wrote, and it's on our Ryder Buck segment. So Sully Burrows, new song called Youth. You remember working on that with him?
Let's go. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Sully. I wrote that with him over Zoom. This would have been earlier this year, I believe. Sully's a great kid. great artist. I'm excited for his future. I know it's pretty bright. He's just a kid. He's only 17, and he's got a lot ahead of him. So I'm excited for that song, and I'm excited for the rest of the songs that are going to come out of him. I know they're going to be great.
Did working with Sully kind of remind you of where you were at when you were that age, trying to make it as an artist?
100%. And that's sort of what I said to Sully and to the people around me, is that I see a lot of myself in him. I was actually just talking about that this morning with somebody. He reminds me of myself exactly at that age, just playing in local bars and wherever I could sort of get a spot and writing songs and just kind of trying to make it happen. And I think he's humble and got what it takes to be, you know, one of Canada's next big country singers. So I'm excited for him.
Does it feel kind of weird to be able to say those words? Because then there's that reality that, oh man, I'm not that young anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it does kind of. I still feel young. I mean, some days I feel old, but totally. And it's cool to see, like, the past 6 years of my life have flown by, and I've learned so much and really just learned this entire industry over the past, you know, 6 or 7 years that I've sort of been in it. And it's cool that I can hang out with a guy like Sully or whoever it is that's coming up and kind of share some advice that I've learned. And I'm still learning every day. Like, it's a confusing industry, and there's lots to learn. I find myself always learning. So as much as I can pass on to the next crop, even though I feel like I'm still kind of catching my stride, I want to help out as much as I can.
Oh, and I made that joke, but yeah, you are, especially compared to this industry, like, you're very much a young guy. But that kind of segues into, like, Saskatoon has so many artists that, you know, want to either be the next big thing or want to get their feet into the industry. So knowing that and just having recently worked with a young guy just about to get his feet wet here, what is, like, the biggest piece of advice you would offer to artists that kind of want to get a start?
I would say just keep your head down and just keep writing songs. I think the biggest part of it is having a passion for writing songs and having a passion for the industry and the music. Because as long as you love what you do, you're just going to keep doing it. And I'd say the number one key to finding success is persistence and just never stopping. Like, I've been playing in bars for 11 years. Well, I mean, over the last two, I haven't really been playing in bars a whole lot. But before I ever, you know, got a record deal or anything, I was playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday for years and years and years. And that was just like practice to me, just like playing cover songs, writing songs, and just mixing in my own music and sort of developing my own sound and finding my voice and figuring out who I want to be. I think as long as you work on yourself and your songs and you stay authentic, people are going to find you, and the rest will be history. I think that's all it is.
Well, thank you for that. Really, it's all about loving the journey rather than getting to a destination, right?
Yeah, there's no shortcut to it. There's no quick way. And even if you find a quick way, it's usually not going to last too long. So, I think just loving it and just staying on it and continuing to just push through.
Well, Owen Riegling, thank you so much for this. Best of luck with the Old Dirt Roads tour. Best of luck with Moonshines. Like, hopefully this song gets to number one. It absolutely deserves it. Once this
let's
tour...
see what happens.
Yeah, let's do it. Once this tour wraps up, what's next?
Thank you very much for all that stuff. Appreciate you. After this tour, I'm planning, it's been a long year of tour. And so when we get home, I got 2 days off, and those 2 days will be filled with doing laundry and petting my dog and hanging out for a couple of days. And then my wife, Liv, and I are going on our honeymoon that we didn't get to do earlier this year. So we're off to Hawaii and we fly out in December. So it should be a good way to end the year and reflect.
Best of luck with the rest of the tour. And I hope you and your wife have the absolute best relaxation in Hawaii.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yes. Owen Riegling, break a leg tonight, my friend.
Thank you. Take care.